I'm Deneen. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi.
And I'd like to start off by thanking Mark for asking my sponsor if I wanted to speak at the meeting tonight. So the answer is yes, so I appreciate that. My first sobriety date, I'm a real alcoholic, by the way. I'm not just an alcoholic. I am a real, bona fide, in the book, on every page alcoholic. And my first sobriety date was January 4th, 1997, and it doesn't mean anything because I didn't stay sober. I stayed sober for a long time, but I didn't stay sober. I was dry for about 13 years of those 20 years that I was in the program. And then I got drunk. You know, alcohol's cunning, baffling, powerful, and patient. You know, there was nothing wrong. Everything was good the day that I got drunk. I was sitting on a beach in Hawaii, and, you know, that mental obsession, and I didn't know that it came like, hey, you deserve a drink, that was the obsession, the obsession of the disease of alcoholism, telling me, you know what, you've been sober long enough, you deserve a drink. You know, I got up from my little seat, walked into my little place, got me a little beer. I was staying with a friend. I didn't have a beer there at my place, but drank it. And then I've spent the next 7 years trying to enjoy and control my drinking. And if you've tried that, you know it doesn't work so well. I did all the things. Sober October, dry January, you know, I'd start drinking too much and tell myself, oh, I got to give my liver a rest because it was killing me. And then my mom died in January of this year. And, you know, I just, that was a purpose that kind of kept me going, you know, to drag out my alcoholism so I could take care of her, and she was gone. So, you know, there was nothing to do but drink. And I was literally drinking myself to death, and I was okay with it. You know, I sat there and I was literally wondering how much, how fast, and how bad is it going to get before I die. And thank God that I had been here before and seen some results. You know, I managed to not drink for a long time. You know, and AA gave me a lot of stuff. I mean, it gave me a house, gave me a good career, gave me a retirement, took care of everything, you know, sent me on nice vacations. It was good. And I knew that if I wasn't going to die, I had to come back. And it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, was walking back into the Grange. You know, because I knew everyone was wondering where I was all that time, you know. They weren't. but in my head, you know, but I walked in just like everyone else walks in, full of shame, guilt, remorse, feeling hopeless. And, you know, like, but all I wanted to do was get sober. That's the only thing that I was looking for. I just knew that if I could get back there, that there was a chance that I could stay sober. And so much more than that, you know. About 4 days after my first meeting, as I was trying to escape, my sponsor got between me and the door and asked me if I had a sponsor. And I actually know it was a little over. It was the next week. Anyway, she came in late, and I was going like, and then I heard her share, and I heard this lady sharing, and I thought, man, I'm going to have to see who that is. So when I get done doing all the things that I had planned, I was going camping with my drinking friends, I was going to go to Mexico, and I had a trip planned to the Philippines that I was going to go on. I thought, because there's no way she's going to let me do that. So after I get back from all these trips, and I'll ask her to be my sponsor, and you know, then I can do this deal. She got between me and the door, and I don't know how she knew I was new, but she goes, are you new? And I said, yeah. And she goes, do you have a sponsor? And I said, no. And she said, go get a piece of paper. And I'm like, what? You know, she goes, find a piece of paper. And I'm like, oh, you know, trying to find this piece of paper. And I couldn't even do that. Could not find a piece of paper in a room of Alcoholics Anonymous. And she, I won't tell you what she said, but She grabbed an envelope and she wrote down some stuff, and then she asked me this question. I was thinking about it today. I couldn't even answer this question, one single question. She goes, "What time can you call me tomorrow?" And I'm like, "What?" She goes, "What time can you call me tomorrow?" And I'm like, "What?" You know, I did not know what time that's how messed up I was. And I said, "I don't know, 2? And she goes, "Okay, call me at 2 tomorrow." And, you know, and she wrote down these things, you know, so I called her at 2. And then the process started, you know. And I'm so grateful. She is a full service sponsor, and I recommend that. If you want to get sober and you want to learn how to do this deal, I suggest you find a full service sponsor. They check the oil, wash the windshield, you know, they are there to help you. Because I don't know how to do anything. I'm 64 years old. I'm going to quit saying that pretty quick here. But I'm 64 years old, and you know, I realize, even though I had some sobriety and I did this, I couldn't even tell her what time I was going to call her. That's how pickled my mind was from alcohol. You can't make right decisions if you keep putting that stuff in there, and you got to stay sober long enough to stay sober to stay sober. And, you know, I didn't think my life was that screwed up until, you know, she starts asking me questions. Every day she's asking me questions like, "I don't know," and so... She'd give me things to do, and then the next day she'd ask me that question again, and I'd have a little bit more clarity on it. And that's what it took for me to be willing, because I started to see results just by being able to pick up the phone and call her at 2 o'clock the next day, doing what I said, you know, and then she goes, "Okay, call me again tomorrow. And oh, and by the way, do this." And so then I did that, and it was just... You know, it hasn't been that long, but it just started, you know, taking those steps. You know, things just started building upon building upon building, and it got easier. And then, you know, she started taking me through the steps, and, you know, the book talks about it. We jump into it. We don't dawdle. We don't screw around with this, you know. You get busy. You got to get into action. And I was willing to do whatever it took to stay sober. And still am today. That's why I'm here. I'm still willing. And then on top of being willing, you know, you can be willing and sit on your butt on your couch. That's what I was doing before I got here. But then you have to put it into action. And she is a ladies' lady, a woman's woman. She's here to help women get sober. You guys are on your own. You know, that's what you got Mark for. But she, I mean, she's helped a lot of people, men and women. But, you know, our primary purpose is to get sober, stay sober, and help another alcoholic to do the same. And when two alcoholics are talking to each other, it just works. Oh, thank you. 2 minutes, okay. So, you know, she has taken me through the steps, and she's given me the confidence. She's a very confident woman, and I like that. Because I'm not confident. I'm, believe it or not, pretty shy. And so she is teaching me how to take the next person through the steps so then they can take the next person through the steps and then they can do the same. And if I don't do that, this is what I did not do the first time. I didn't help anybody. I didn't want to help anyone. I got mine and everyone else, you know. But today I do that. She reminds me, my job when I come to a meeting is find a lady in here that is sitting by herself that looks like she's dying and go ask her, you know, what time she can call me tomorrow. You know, here's my number, call me, you know. But that's the truth. And it keeps it simple. That it's so simple. I can overwhelm myself by thinking about all these things I got to do, but that's all I have to do. I just have to keep putting my hand out and helping that person. And there's a good chance that I'll get to stay sober and help somebody, you know, get sober. So anyway, thanks for letting me share.